Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the Missions and 1825 pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, I had the privilege of being a part of week two in our annual series that we call Wide Open World, where we talk about the practical ways that God has invited us into his mission to reach the world. And the big idea for this series is that we say yes because God is faithful. And man, we saw this in the book of Judges, chapter 4 and 5 this week, where God just provided a victory for Barak. And I want to just highlight this morning from verse 6, there's a passage there where Deborah basically gives two imperatives to Barak. She says to go and to gather your men, or to deploy. And as I thought about that in preparation for the message and even in sharing the message, it just brought to mind another passage from the New Testament in Matthew 28 that we often refer to as the Great Commission, where Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. And man, when I think about that, those imperatives still hold true for us, right? That we have to go, and we have to go to our neighbors, we have to go to our coworkers, we have to go to the entire world and share the gospel with them. And I think one of the biggest things that keeps us from doing that is fear. And that's addressed in the book of Judges 4 and 5. We looked at Acts 18, where it says, do not be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent. And there's this idea there that we have to have courage to sometimes step out and tell people about Jesus. And when I think about this idea of courage, right, one of the things that comes to my mind is this idea that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather doing the very thing that you do fear. And when I think about that, I think about my kids, really all three of them, but specifically my daughter, Kennedy. When she was young, she was really terrified of the water. And so when we would go swimming, it was kind of this mixed bag, right? Like, she always wanted to get in the pool, but she would never do it by herself. So we would put the floaties on, man, put those things on her arms, blow them up good and tight, sometimes even the life vest. But as soon as she got into the pool, man, it was a death grip on us, right? Like, she would just hold on to me around my neck. Like, I couldn't get her to let go. And, I remember we were at a hotel on vacation, and we just were like, man, we really need to work with her. And so we started trying to let go of her a little bit more, pop her in the water a little bit, put her head in there, and she just hated it. She would scream and she would cry. And just as the week continued to go while we were at the hotel, she got a little bit braver and a little bit braver. And it was a decision that she had to make, right? We couldn't make the decision for her. We tried. You're going to love this. You can jump in. It's going to be fine. And we could say it over and over and over. But there was finally a moment where she was standing on the side and she jumped in and I caught her. But she was like, wow, I can do this. And so she did it again and she did it again. And look, by the end of the week, when we left, she was going under the water and putting her head in, and she was jumping off by herself. And she still had the floaties on for a little while, right? But man, by the time the summer was over, those floaties were gone. And she was loving getting into the pool. And now she loves to swim, and she's on the swim team. And she enjoys doing that. And really what had to happen is she just had to make the decision. She had to make the choice to jump in the pool, to take the floaties off, and realize that she was going to be okay. And church, I think that's us in a lot of ways when it comes to sharing our faith. We've got to take the floaties off. We've got to be willing to jump into this pool that we call life. We've got to be willing to tell our coworkers and our neighbors what Jesus did for them, that God loved them so much that he sent his one and only son to die for them. And Pastor Dean challenged us a couple weeks ago that we would have some God conversations. And I'm just praying that same thing, that this week that we'll be able to have some God conversations with people that just need hope, that need encouragement, that need to recognize and understand the love of God and the forgiveness that he offers. So if you'll pray with me to that end, let's pray for that today. God, we're grateful for your love for us. We're grateful that you sent your son Jesus, that we could have eternal life, that we could have forgiveness of sins. Father, we know that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we will be saved. God, it's with our heart that we believe and are justified, and it's with our mouth that we confess and are saved. Lord, help us to make that truth known in our own lives. And Lord, also to look for those opportunities this week just to have a God conversation. Maybe that's just a word of encouragement to a neighbor or a coworker or a friend or even a family member. Father, maybe it's just praying for them. Maybe it's actually just sharing the gospel with them, sharing our story. Lord, what you've done in our life and giving that testimony to them. Father, help us to be obedient to that today. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take just a few minutes and maybe think about one or two people this week that you could reach out to intentionally to have a God conversation with. Have a blessed day.